Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When reports of Osama bin Laden's death came earlier this month, we talked of the many emotions evoked, including celebration and grief. We were also reminded of a novel by Sue Miller, which explored another complicated response to 9/11. Her book posed an almost obscene thought. What if, like Miller's character Wilhelmina, who's called Billy, you had a boyfriend killed on 9/11, and your strongest emotion was relief?
Of course she would remember him. She would remember good things about him, as well as the trapped feeling she'd slowly come to have living with him. She would remember him perhaps longer and with more pain than someone whose feelings were less ambivalent, less knotted. She would remember him every time she walked the dog, every time she saw an airplane glide through an azure sky, every September 11th of her life. She swore to herself she would. She would remember him, she was sure, long after she'd forgotten exactly what he looked like or exactly why she'd felt she couldn't live with him anymore.
Of course, Billy can't share her feelings with anyone, especially the sister of her boyfriend, Gus, who casts Billy as the grieving girlfriend, assuming Billy's pain matches her own. But Billy is a playwright, so ultimately her true feelings bleed out into a play called The Lakeshore Limited, which is also the name of Sue Miller's book. It's being released in paperback this week. We spoke with Sue Miller when it was first published and asked what made her think of this angle on 9/11.
I'd had a young friend, college age, who stayed with her college age boyfriend for a full year after September, a full college year, which is an eternity to a college kid, though she had been about to end things with him because his sister died on 9/11. Mm. And I began to sort of think about that situation and conjured my character, Billy, out of that. What if you were about to break up with the person and essentially were called upon to sort of enact feelings you didn't have and felt you should because of your relationship to other people in this person's life? That's what got me going.
Boy, I'll say, because it goes in all directions, but it's interesting because, you know, I said Gus, the boyfriend, has a sister, Leslie. She has cast Billy as this bereaved girlfriend. So Billy's playing a role, mm-hmm. you know, that really isn't her, and she's a playwright mm-hmm. who also then turns around and writes this play about a fictional terrorist train bombing at Chicago's Union Station. This becomes a stand-in, we see quickly, for her own pain. What are you saying, though, about Billy? Is that a bad person?
Relief isn't the only thing she feels, actually. She's genuinely grief-stricken for Gus. I mean, she has grief. But it's simply not the kind of grief that she's expected to feel. I actually read a very interesting graphic novel, graphic memoir of the events of 9/11 written by the widow of someone who died. And she'd actually been very angry at him when he died. And it was compelling to me as I read it because it's so kind of connected to the feelings that Billy has, the sort of complicated, not right feelings that Billy has. But I think, you know, anyone in a sort of complicated human situation with another person could find themselves in this situation.
Well, it's interesting. There's a play within the play, and then there's all of these people who gather to watch the play and mm-hmm. all these other supposedly real characters who walk into your novel. And many of them also have ambivalent feelings about loved ones or complicated relationships mm-hmm. with loved ones. Mm-hmm. Rafe, who plays the lead in the play, in his life, he has a wife who has a terrible illness. Sam has a wife who died of breast cancer, and he was left raising several boys, and he didn't do a very good job at it.
I think that life imposes a lot of painful situations on people in which they're required to behave rather better than they would like to behave. You know, my father died of Alzheimer's disease, and I was sort of his caregiver in the late stages of things, although he was in a very good place. But I was the person responsible for him. And, you know, felt anger at him sometimes in a way that it was so unfair. And I knew it was unfair, but it's what I felt. And I think people do feel a sort of an impatience and anger that's hard to forgive yourself for afterwards. And so some of what I was doing with these various characters who have very complicated lives and histories is to sort of look at the way the play and the situation that Billy presents in the play, which comes out of her life, connects to their lives and the way in which they see that or don't see that.
So there's a play within the play, but there's also a way of treating the characters who are outside the play in the novel, as if they're in a play, as we were saying, Billy's cast in something. And I found myself noting how many times you might describe a building as being a bunch of sets. Apartments in an old brick house look like so many stage sets, characters visible in each. At one point, the character Sam parks his car outside a house and watches Gus's sister Leslie and her husband through these open windows. She's cooking, he's reading, and it feels, again, like another staged play.
Mm-hmm. Even at that moment when Sam is looking at Leslie and her husband, he's thought about coming in. And
entering.
And entering stage left, right. as he says it, and he decides not to. There just were a lot of ways in which I was able, I mean, in part because I was obviously working with the theater in this book, but able to employ that kind of imagery, which was one of the pleasures of writing the book.
Well, do you write stage plays? Because a large part of the book is watching as these characters, these actors, try to figure out who their characters are. There's a director, there's a playwright working with them, and it's, you know, we see them. And I wondered, wow, I wonder if that's what happens for Sue Miller with her characters. Is she trying to get them to flesh themselves out to her, too? I mean,
I certainly act them. I mean, I say their lines aloud. I make sure that I hear them a certain way in my own head and write them and then say them aloud. And I actually read this book on tape, so I got the chance to play them. But I think that's one of the real pleasures of writing for me is the sort of, you know, it's like playing with dolls. You know, he'll say this and then she'll say that back to him. And you sort of, you know, say, oh, no, he wouldn't say that. He would say this. And, you know, that's revision, of course.
But by the way, for our listeners, you were just as we all did as kids, you were holding one doll in one hand and another doll in the other hand as they talked to each other.
Yeah. You know, I enjoy writing dialogue and I enjoy situations in which sort of complicated things are happening as people talk to each other. They're sort of missing the connection. Each person has his own sort of understanding of what's being exchanged. Those kinds of things to me are just great fun to write, very interesting to write.
What are you saying about age? Because a couple of these characters, not Billy, she's got a few more chances, but there are a couple of characters, decisions they make, that's going to be it for you know, maybe the last 10, 15 years of their life, they're older.
It was interesting to sort of, I mean, in a way, the book is a series of love stories. As much as it's an exploration of this play and the way it affects people and the way grief affects people, it really is a way of looking at four different kinds of, or even more, I think, kinds of love and the way people have lasted with them or turned away from them or had them end through death or are waiting for death to end them to see what comes next. But it seemed to me to be, in most ways, an affirmative book around those issues. I mean, certainly there are mistakes people have made and bad things have happened. But I think in the end, you sort of get to see what sustains each of these couples.